Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what the divine messages are for today. So let's start out, as always, by introducing ourselves, and here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone, and happy September. This is our first show for the month of September 2019. It's so exciting. And summer's over, and we're back into, you know, school is back in session, and, you know, we're getting ready for that fall weather again. So I hope everyone is doing well. This is DC Love. I'm also known as the magical DC Love, and at times even the real DC Love. So whatever you choose is fine with me. I've had a really amazing journey. It was a little crazy as well. It started with sugar cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone began to text me, and Spirit actually sat upon me to get my attention. So I had no other choice but to listen. And in doing so, it propelled me forward on the amazing path I find myself on today. It was sudden, it was unexpected, and it changed the course of my life forever. In the process, I did discover that I had a strong connection with Spirit. Since that time, I've never looked back. I continue now to serve and protect, trading in my 357 because I had a law enforcement background, and now offering angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took quite a while to realize the connection we had is truly divine. And Joan has left a door open, and those on the other side, they continually walk through it. My chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating but yet wide variety of divine source. As well, it gives me the ability to relate and to work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. And I'm just so blessed that I have the ability now to reach even more people via radio and to bring my unique brand of messages and healing to people at regular intervals. But my purpose is just to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And I am trying to do two things at once, and I know that doesn't work. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, an energy upcycling practitioner, a dear innate practitioner, and divine infinity healing practitioner. I am a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a teacher, an author, and probably a thousand and one other things. I started on this journey because my life sucked. It just didn't work. And so I wanted to change. I wanted things to be different. And so I started looking. And the looking went within. I started looking at who I was and who I was presenting myself to be. Because sometimes who we're presenting ourselves to be is very different from who we actually are. So I learned things about myself and about other people by becoming a life coach and helping people to make the changes that they needed to make in their lives, which led to me making the changes that I needed to make in my life. It's been an interesting and enlightening, I think was the word I was going to use, experience. And my life has radically changed. totally different than it was when I started this journey. But it's been fun at times. It's been extremely frustrating at times. And there have been times when I've just wanted to say, okay, this was a stupid idea. Let me just go back to being a normal person. But I never gave in to that, and I'm still becoming this amazing person that I now realize that I am. And that you can learn more about me and what I do, like the energy upcycling, which is a new thing that was downloaded to me from the divine, and it just blows my mind every time I use it. The way that it just quickly and easily removes all of these blocks and limitations that we've been holding on to without even realizing that we were holding on to it. And it's just such a wonderful process. And it does make you into a different person, because you are letting go of so much of who you thought you were. And you're no longer thinking that you're that person. It's just an amazing experience. Okay, you can learn more by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there. And you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, I have rambled on enough. So, DC, do you have messages to share with us?
I do, Barbara. I do have messages. But first I'd like to say that you are truly amazing, and being normal is so overrated.
Well, good, because I'm not normal.
Right? Oh, my goodness. I'd like to be normal. Not me, that's for sure. I know that. I don't want to be normal. Okay, so the first message I have is from Jesus. Beloveds, be the best that you can be. Surround yourself with people who uplift you. Appreciate those who actually make an effort to be part of your life. Never ignore a person who loves and cares for you. You never lose by being a loving person, but the only time that you lose is when you hold back. So please, beloveds, always be kind, even to those who are not kind to you, because they need it most. Kindness is a language the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Keep your head up and your heart strong and smile, because life is short. It is too short to be anything but happy. Laugh often. It always makes life a little easier, and live your life without regret. Always fight for those things that you love, and never forget how much God loves you. No matter what you may be facing, use God's shield of faith to help you through. You have to accept who you are in order to know who you can become. Remember to enjoy the little things, for someday you will realize that they were in fact the big things. A bird can't fly without first opening its wings, and we can't love without first exposing our hearts. Love can only be understood from the actions it renders to itself. Love is God, and God created love. Spread love wherever you go, and let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier. Everything comes from love. We cannot all do great things, but we certainly can do small things with great love. We are all divine love and radiant infinite beings. And, beloveds, please, at this time, just take a moment to breathe. Breathe in love, and then breathe out everything else. How does that feel? And just remember, I love you. I truly, truly love you. So, beloveds, today I just invite you to, you know, live that conscious life, one of awareness, living a life of choice and becoming aware of the decisions that you are making. In doing so, you let go of the worries of the past. As well, you do let go of the worries of the future. You are able to find joy and fulfillment in the now. You need not struggle with every day. You need only to become fully present in each moment. Each of you are very special to me, and I want you to live each day of your life, not just exist. I'm talking about having a life that you want, not one that you settle for. You must realize that you are worthy of such a life. So why not live a life of greatness? You are so important to me and to the world. You are here to do a job that only you can do. Are you ready for this beautiful transition? I will help you to connect with your own inner guidance. You simply need to remember who you are and that you are deserving of the life that you're envisioning. Beloveds, I am here to empower you to create the life of your dreams. Connect with your true essence and focus on what you believe about yourself. I want for you what you want for you, nothing more, nothing less. Maintain a positive mindset and become more enlightened and conscious of your true potential. Being able to act on what you know, then being able to grow and expand your consciousness and live a life of purpose. You are here to achieve your greatest self. Beloveds, this is what evolution is all about. You are here to make a difference in the world, and I will help you to find meaning in your struggle and to see beyond it and to give you the courage to make the changes needed, no matter how difficult they may seem. You see, each circumstance that you faced is a gift. I'm going to say that again. Each circumstance that you faced is a gift, and in each experience lies a hidden treasure. I have given you the tools to create the life that you're dreaming of. Today, consciously choose to make a life rather than continuing to exist. Use your special tools, your gifts, your talents to live the fullest life you can and to live the fulfillment of your God-given dreams. Beloveds, I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Wow, thank you. Wonderful.
Oh, thank
messages.
You.
And now let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Good morning, my beloved. Welcome to this new month, to this new day, to this new moment in your existence. You live your life moment by moment. So we want you to notice in each moment what you are feeling, what you are thinking, what you are creating, because all of those moments are connected and they add up into your experiences. So if you have started today thinking, oh no, I have to go back to work, it's going to be a horrible day, I want you in this moment to let that go, to think about the love that you are experiencing, that you are sharing, that is filling your life. Think about the people and the things that you love. Allow yourself to feel the joy of that love. Allow yourself to be in joy right now. In this moment, because your life is not this overall picture of what has been and what might be. Your life is right now in this moment. So take this opportunity and create a beautiful moment. I'm not asking you to change everything that's going to happen. And I'm not asking you to change anything that has happened. I'm simply asking you to be aware of who you are being right now, in this moment. And if you live your life in that way, you will find that it becomes easier, that the stress and frustration and anxiety disappear. Because when you are living in the moment and enjoying that moment, there is nothing else. This is one of your ways of letting go. So practice it today. Live in the moment and allow that moment to be filled with joy. We are with you. Call on us if you need us. You don't have to ever do this alone. You are love, always.
Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Love it. That was beautiful, Barbara. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Beautiful.
So now we've come to the time in the show where people can call in and ask their questions and get their own messages or guidance. So if you have a question, feel free to call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. All right, let's go to our caller, and this is my favorite number, 111-111-1111. Okay, let me click on this. Hello, and good morning.
Well, Greatest Rising, nice to be a favorite.
You already know that you are my beautiful sister in love. How are you today, Queen?
Cut in the heart by your love. The arrow of, who's the one that shoots the arrow? I could feel it piercing my, deeper into my heart. So that's how I am in this moment. And,
oh, good.
Yes. Feeling the love. And how are you?
I am doing amazingly well.
Beautiful. So it is.
Yes. So what's on your mind
today? Oh, so much. My mind is full of treasures. Full of magnificent treasures that are overflowing into a life beyond beyond worth living, whatever that means. I have been noticing as I am preparing for my noticing and loving as I'm preparing for my journey that one of the things that I am doing is bringing families together. Not just mine, being a catalyst for that. So I would like some communion on that. And anything that I perhaps might have overlooked as I am in preparation of this, I have joyfully, as I'm preparing, gone through my closet deciding what to wear because I'm going into a colder climate. And I have accumulated a lot of clothing, summer, winter, fall, spring, a lot of magnificent clothing. And as I was going through my leather and my suede closet, I have put in the trunk of my car a bunch of beautiful things, giving joy to whoever's going to get them. I said, they're going to love this. But it also said to me, even though you have gathered various people around you, letting them go when the time is right is can be a pleasure. So with all that said, DC, where are you, medical DC love?
I am, you know what, I'm here connecting with spirit, and I was asking, you know, who this is coming in, and I have Athena. She's a beautiful goddess, and she's talking about your inner wisdom, that you know what to do, and you've got to trust that, you know, that beautiful wisdom, and you've got to sort of, like, take action today, you know, really, like, you know, get on it, get on with it, she's saying. So she's saying, you know, I'm hearing the word success around you, Queen. And, you know, whatever concerns
okay.
you're having, you've got to surrender those concerns to the universe. And you could do that by just closing your eyes, sitting quietly and breathing, and feel what you're feeling. Okay? And I'm hearing the song,
right.
You Gotta Have Faith. You Gotta Have Faith has been playing in the background. But in some respect, you've been second-guessing yourself possibly, procrastinating a little bit. And Athena is saying, my beloved queen, you have unlimited creative potential.
True.
And you have the ability to accelerate your growth, expand your awareness, empower yourself, and connect with that beautiful inner, you know, that inner power, that inner light. Now is the time. So you've got to really, you know, you've got to, you know, like whatever you're thinking, feeling, believing, you've got to go with it now, because for some reason at this time, the energy around you is like so accelerated, Queen. Okay?
I agree.
There's a beautiful energy shift, and you play a big role in this transformation process with the planet. Okay? And I'm seeing that you're receiving these light codes of consciousness. Okay? So
okay.
A little bit of work. You've got it, like you've got to get going. No procrastinating. Okay? And
okay.
You know, you have to focus on being of service as you do. And I'm just seeing these patterns around you. There's like they're running around in your head, you know? So I don't know if there's something that you maybe have to just like, you know, like let drop away, let go, Queen. Because sometimes, you know, the patterns are old patterns and they don't serve us any longer, okay? But you have
agree,
the power.
I agree, that's a quote.
Yes, you have the power to change reality and change whatever does not work for you anymore, okay? And manifest with that energy around you. Use your uniqueness to create a new version of Queen. You know, and Ginger's giving you these shoes to put on, and she's saying, Queen, step into your authentic shoes to get onto that beautiful path. Okay?
I love shoes. Beautiful, exquisite.
Yeah,
shoes.
Yeah. So I'm seeing she's showing me the sun, the stars, the moon. Like, she's showing me all these planets. And you've got to really, you know, you've got to open up to the power that's within you. Okay? And just allow this,
yes.
You know, power to help you to go forward. And Ginger St. Queen, you have some patterns and some limited beliefs, though, within you. Like, you've got to let go of those, girlfriend. Okay? Because you're awakening and you're
close
to alignment with this higher unlimited self, Queen, okay?
Yes.
Because I see you, like, Queen is there. Ginger St. Mom, look, there's Queen, but there's Queen. She's saying because she's not connected with that unlimited version of herself, the one that is this powerful being. She's got to realign with her. And she's saying, Queen, you know that your higher self knows, you know, what is for your highest good, as well as for the planet and humanity. Okay? And I'm getting just, you've got to nourish your body right now, even more than you have been, okay? And try to stay, like, in a,
okay,
you know, in a state of balance. Because you are ready, Queen, you know, to go forward, set those intentions, and go forward. This is like a time to reclaim your power and connect with the magic, as well as all the blessings around you. And that's what I have.
And I am connected to the magic, the magical DC love, so I'm doing it. Do it, do it, do
awesome.
It. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Okay, Queen. I was getting images while DC was talking, and one of the things that I heard and saw was that you are going to let go of 90% of what you own. Just a small percentage.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Okay.
Although you're not required to do it today. But you will. You'll find that your life is expanding, is becoming so much more that you don't need 90% of what you own. And it just shows you in this beautiful space that's just filled with light and just has so much potential. And you can embrace it and interact with it. Because you've let go of all of that crap that you were hanging on to. And I'm not saying that 90% of what you own is crap. I'm just saying that you have reached a point in your evolution where it's okay to let it go. And it just feels
wow.
right. So just something for you to think on. and something for you to spend some
time
doing. Yeah. Letting things go. And when you were talking about connecting families, they were showing you this beautiful interconnected webs. And you were like a spider on the web, and you would reach out to another web and touch it. And it would vibrate and send the energy to everyone in that web. So even though you're living in your web, you're connecting with these other webs and having an impact on all of the people who are part of that web as well.
I'm seeing it happen. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's part of who you are.
Hey, Queen.
Hey, Jackson, what's up?
I love you.
Jackson,
what you doing?
Jackson Officer.
Say hi to Auntie Barbara.
Hi.
Hey, Barbara.
Hey, Auntie Barbara.
Hi, Jackson.
Hello, Officer.
Okay, sit down. He loves you guys. As soon as he hears your voices, he runs over to them. It's too cute.
That's beautiful.
He is such a lovely little wonderful being of love. Yeah.
Yes,
and his language is so light language. He speaks a light language of love.
Yeah, he does.
Well, thank you. Thank you both. 90%, huh? That's
90%.
To me, they're treasures, and that's going to be interesting how I remove or let go of them, some things. I'll let you know how all that works out as I move.
Yeah, they might be treasures to share.
Yes, as I was feeling or am feeling about the clothing, letting, and they're beautiful pieces, but not for me any longer, not for take up space in my
space. I have to ask if you're making some kind of concoctions, because Ginger is saying, look what Queen has. She has hope in a jar. And you open up the jar and it smells.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, for my trip, because I've been also able to connect with people so that I can sell my creations and do my spiritual work, and that's opening up too. And one of the people asked me, "What are you gonna be doing?" And I said, "Blah blah blah blah," and my anointing oils. So
when I
get off the phone, I'm gonna go in there, and I've been vibing on you. I'm gonna go in there, and or while I'm on the phone, I'm gonna go in there and work on that, because I have
beautiful.
To have it prepared that I can take it. And also, so finally,
beautiful.
Get it in the mail for you as well.
Oh,
so
thank
that's
you.
Something I'm, I know, slow
love
but
you.
Sure, you know.
And also, you know,
love
you too. You're totally amazing.
Ah, reflection. Each of us is and are amazing. Thank you both.
Thank you, Queen. Have a blessed day.
Yes, have
I
a
am.
Blessed day.
You as well. See you, Jackson. Catch you later.
Okay, Auntie Barbara.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we have a special lady that just came in. Her name is Grace. And she was connecting with her angels yesterday. And I was telling her all about you, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I was wondering if you could give her a message. She needs to have a little bit more faith. I'm getting the word forgiveness. She's got to surrender what she's holding on to. And I feel like she's holding on to things from a past lifetime. Can I put her on the phone?
Yes.
Okay, wait. This is Barbara. It's time for your reading, Grace.
Oh, say hello, Barbara.
Hello.
Hello, Grace.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully well. How are you?
Not so bad, thanks.
So, I don't know what DC told you about how I work. If she told you
a little
anything.
Bit.
Okay. Well, one of the things I use are dear innate statements. And this is how you talk to your innate body. And your innate body connects every part of you, including your past lives and your subconscious and everything. And so when we are speaking to the innate body, we are making changes in every aspect of our life.
Okay.
So I am going to say some dear innate statements, and I want you to repeat them out loud.
Okay.
Okay. Dear innate, it is safe for me to be me.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be me.
Dear innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, I release all of the fears.
Dear innate, I release all of the fears.
Dear innate, I disconnect from my past lives.
Dear innate, I disconnect from my past lives.
Dear innate, I disconnect from my past in this life.
I don't know what the last word was.
Oh, life.
Past. Okay. Dear innate, I disconnect from the past in this life. Is that right?
Yeah. Perfect. Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I no longer need to hold myself back.
Dear innate, I no longer need to hold myself back.
Dear innate, I am loved.
Dear innate, I am loved.
Dear innate, I accept love.
Dear innate, I accept love.
Dear innate, I open my heart to giving love.
Dear innate, I open my heart to giving love.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. How do you feel?
Calm?
That's good.
Yeah. Relaxed a little bit. Maybe a little bit. Yeah, maybe a little bit. Yes. Yeah.
So what is it that you're so worried about? I get that you're a worrier. Why do you worry?
A lot of, like, little things, just trying to do things right. I think I was raised in a way that I don't want my kids to be exposed to, so everything I do, I try to do so they don't experience any of that, if that makes sense.
Okay. Then let's let that go. Dear innate, I release the patterns of my childhood.
Dear innate, I release the patterns of my childhood.
Dear innate, I release the need to worry.
Dear innate, I release the need to worry.
Dear innate, I accept that I am a creator.
Dear innate, I accept that I am a creator.
Dear innate, I am creating my life.
Dear innate, I am creating my life.
Dear innate, I am not my past.
Dear innate, I am not my past.
Dear innate, I am not my mother.
Dear innate, I am not my mother.
Dear innate, I am not my father.
Dear innate, I am not my father.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be me.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be me.
Dear Nate, I accept that I make good decisions.
Dear Nate, I accept that I make good decisions.
Dear Nate, I am changing my life.
Dear Nate, I am changing my life.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward.
Dear Nate, I am now different.
Dear Nate, I am now different.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
A little bit lighter.
Dear Nate, I release the need to be a perfect mother.
Dear Nate, I release the need to be a perfect mother.
Dear Nate, I release the need to be a perfect person.
Dear Nate, I release the need to be a perfect person.
Dear Nate, I give myself the freedom to be me.
Dear Nate, I give myself the freedom to be me.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
So good.
Wonderful. The energies in you are shifting.
Awesome.
So you get to experience life in a new way. You get to be you and to be happy with being you and to know that everything's okay.
Right. Thank you.
Do you have any questions about
your
grandfather?
You're welcome. You asked me and I can't remember. I don't have anything really.
Okay.
I mean, you really covered a lot actually on yesterday morning.
Yeah. Well, we want to make sure you're all good, Grace. Give me a spiritual checkup before you
move away. No, I feel pretty good. I'm excited. I feel a lot lighter. Even since yesterday, I felt more at ease.
Very nice.
So, thank you.
And I'm going to text you the number, and we're on Tuesday and Thursday morning.
Please.
10 a.m., and then we're Sunday evening. Love and Amazing Grace would be 7 o'clock. So,
okay.
We have 3 opportunities per week.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Yes.
So that's my...
Thank you.
Barbara, Amazing Grace
Reynolds. Well, thank you, Barbara. Good to meet you. I've heard all about you.
Hello. I hope it was all good stuff.
It was, for sure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Grace.
Oh, I came to you and got gifts today.
There you go. Did you go up there to get this?
No, I had it.
Wow.
Barbara, I connected with Grace last week, then I connected and gave her a reading yesterday. And I told her about what we do together, and I said she needed to actually experience that as well.
Well, wonderful.
She really
had
a good spiritual tune up.
Good.
She will
wonderful.
Call back. Number, make sure whenever she feels like out of alignment, you call us.
Okay.
Yep, and get you right back in track. It's faster than the chiropractor, and there's no copays. And she doesn't even have to leave her house if she doesn't want to. You know, you can do it wherever you are. So it's really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. So it's what I needed.
She needed that, Barbara. See that?
Good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's learning how to be herself, which is good.
Yeah. You said you're not kidding, Barbara. That was an understatement.
Oh,
yeah,
wonderful.
She realized, like, we met and stuff, and there are no coincidences, correct?
That's true.
Yep,
everything
and I met Barbara back in, and I called into her show. So,
wow.
So now we're co-hosts for a couple of years.
That's exciting.
It is exciting, yep. I heard her beautiful voice, and I was hooked.
That's awesome.
It is. My hubby took that out front. It's out there, Grace.
Okay.
Okay, Barbara, do we have any other callers?
Yes,
No, we don't.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you. Grace, do you have anything you want to work on before we leave? We have no other callers right now. Are you sure? This is your last chance for today.
No, I think I'm
Are you good? Yeah, she's smiling from ear to ear, Barbara. We're all good.
Well, good. I like to leave people smiling.
Yes. Well, everyone, have a blessed rest of your day, and we will be back Thursday morning, same time, same bat channel.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We send you all lots and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye.